It's the silent comedy shorts at the Earl Smith Strand Theater in Marietta. This is something you don't get to see very often. These very old silent films starring some of the greats of the time, like Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin. And they'll be having live musical accompaniment to go along with these old comedy shorts. It's a great family outing and a great way to experience a piece of history, frankly. It's at the Earl Smith Strand Theater in Marietta, and that starts at 3 o'clock. But if you get there a little bit early, around 2:30, they'll be doing some organ music and some sing-alongs as well.
Well, if you grew up in the southeastern United States, cast iron skillet cornbread for that amazing banana pudding there are probably near and dear to your heart, and so will be an event coming up at the Atlanta History Center this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, the Fall Folklife Festival. This is one of my favorite events of the year because it brings together so many great things. As you mentioned, the cornbread. Alan Benton is going to be there, which is very exciting. If you don't know who he is, you might have had his bacon, Benton's Bacon. He is based up in Tennessee, and he smokes all kinds of meats and things like that. There's also Johnny Gabriel, who is known around here as the Cake Lady. She's based out of Marietta, and she'll be talking about her book, How to Cook Like a Southerner. One of the events that sounds really fascinating is a guy named Joe Dabney, who's written a book called Mountain Spirits. And, of course, it's all about the moonshine.
Oh, do the revenuers know about this?
I'm sure they're right on his tail. But, yeah, he'll talk all about, the traditions of moonshine and in the hills and all of that. But they also have, of course, folk art, including, useful things like blacksmithing and all of these old traditions that have been around the Southeast for decades and centuries. And so, of course, no Folklife Festival would be complete without some great music. There are bands like Sourwood Honey, Grits and Soul out of Asheville, North Carolina. And then there's the Down Home Dulcimer Band. So you get some of that old-time mountain sound. So there's a lot of really cool stuff going on all day there at the Atlanta History Center. It actually starts at 10:30 and goes to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. It comes with your admission to the Atlanta History Center, which is $11 to $16.50.
Dream Syndicate was, I guess, one of the first bands from Los Angeles's psychedelic revival that really was able to reach a national audience.
Yeah, they sort of started with what was known then as the Paisley Underground. They were reviving some of that 60s psychedelic flavored stuff in the early to mid 80s. And the thing is, Dream Syndicate were a little different from most of the other bands. They were much harder edged. They took some of their inspiration from the other coast, really, with the Velvet Underground in New York. They released their first album, The Days of Wine and Roses, I believe in 1982. So that was very early in that college rock era. Early on in the album, one of the songs, That's What You Always Say, it just has this really sort of chugging thing going on, and it seems a little sinister.
Deliciously dark.
It really is. And the reason I'm mentioning it is that they will be playing the Days of Wine and Roses as they come here to Atlanta for the first time in a very, very long time. I believe it was 1988. They're going to be playing the Earl for two nights. And the first night, they'll be playing the Days of Wine and Roses, their debut album. The second night, they'll be playing their second album, Medicine Show. And the tickets are $22 in advance, and they'll be $25 at the door.